Let's prepare our hearts to hear from the Lord.
In
a moment, and as we would come before Him silently, each and every one.
每个人静默一刻来到神的面前。
We thank you, O Lord,
主啊, 我们感谢你,
that we come before you now,
我们可以现在来到你的面前,
that we can hear you speak.
听你的话语,
may your Spirit speak to us,
求你的灵向我们说话,
that we may know that you have come and visited us.
让我们知道你临到我们,
we pray this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督名求,
Amen. Amen. The choir sung beautifully for us, the journey back to the birth of Jesus Christ.
诗班很带我们美妙的去看，带我们去看到耶稣诞生的时候。
But as we look at Christmas,
当我们看圣诞节,
it should not be a celebration of the past.
不只是一个庆祝过去的事。
The birth of Jesus Christ,
基督的诞生,
is meant for us to experience its reality today.
是要我们今天去经历这个真实,
not only for today, but for all eternity.
不单是今天,
you know that slogan we see sometimes?
我们有时看到这样的口号,
you know, keep Christ in Christmas.
将基督放在圣诞节里面,
it's not to be just external words for us.
这个不是一个,
it is meant to address our very own hearts.
应该是向我们的心去说话。
Is Christ truly in your Christmas?
基督是不是在你的圣诞节里面呢?
And so as we look at this passage in Isaiah, I mean in Luke,
我们看路加福音这段的经文,
actually, this passage we should look at starts it actually in verse 67.
这段经文是从67节那里开始的。
Now, read that for us.
我读给大家听。
And his father, Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying,
他父亲撒加利亚被圣灵充满了，就预言说。
And it's important for us to begin there with this.
我们很重要由这一节开始的。
Because the Christmas story begins with the grace of God as he comes to speak to man once again.
就是因为圣诞节神的恩典是临到人，再一次的临到人。
The Holy Spirit, the third person of the Godhead,
这个三位一体的神的第三位圣灵,
speaks now through the priest, Zechariah.
藉着撒加利亚这个祭司说话。
Now, he speaks now to a people, the nation of Israel, who have for over 400 years not heard a word from the Lord.
他就是向以色列人说话, 他们已经400年,
it was over 400 years of silence from God. And now it's coming to the people of Israel oppressed by the Roman Empire.
以色列人就是被罗马帝国去压迫。
Imagine 400 years.
想象一下400年。
That's somewhere between 15 to 20 generations.
就是15至20代的人。
And so most of these Israelites have forgotten there is a God. They have not experienced his presence in their lives. They probably have lost a hope, forgotten that there is a hope for them. And so we see now the Holy Spirit comes and he's connected to prophecy.
我们现在看到圣灵来到临到是跟先知有关系的。
If we remember, Zechariah was not able to speak until the birth of Christ.
我们记得撒加利亚是直等到基督出生的时候，他才可以讲嘢。
And so, as his ability is restored that he may speak,
当他可以有能力再一次讲话的时候,
we see him becoming the instrument used by the Holy Spirit.
我们就看到他就是被圣灵充满。
And his prophecy is now bringing again to Israel the promise of God.
他就再一次讲到神的应许带给以色列人。
400 years, a long period of time.
400年是很长的时候。
How many of you here have said, I haven't heard the voice of the Lord in my life?
那我们这里在座有谁说我没听过，在我的一生里面没听过神的话呢？
And even though you might come to church every week,
或者你每一个星期都来教会，
have you heard the voice of the Lord speaking to you?
但是你有没有听到神的向你说话呢？
Tonight is the time to hear the Lord speak to you.
今晚就是要听神向你说话。
And he intends to bring the good news of Jesus Christ to you tonight.
今晚他就是要将耶稣基督的福音带给你。
And so hopefully we would open our ears to hear God speak to us.
希望我们可以开我们的耳朵听神向我们说话。
And so as Zechariah brings his prophecy,
那当撒加利亚讲出这个预言,
it begins with the thanksgiving to God.
他就是由感谢神开始讲。
Thanksgiving for fulfilling his promise of a Savior.
感谢神预言一个救主的成就。
And it's interesting as we look at the wording, how Zechariah puts this.
那我们很特别看看撒加利亚是怎么讲的。
He speaks as something has already definitely happened.
他讲到好像这样东西已经是发生了。
But it already has not come yet.
但是其实还没发生的。
But to him, it was a definite action that God would take.
但是对他来说就是一个神一定会行的事。
He had that trust in the faithfulness of his God.
他相信神的信实。
So Zechariah speaks of the God of Israel.
撒加利亚讲到以色列的神。
That the God of Israel would be the Redeemer.
是百姓的拯救者。
The Redeemer that was promised to the fathers.
这个拯救者是向先祖所应许的。
To Abraham and his seed.
是亚伯拉罕和他的后裔。
Now, Zechariah uses a very descriptive term here.
撒加利亚用一个很特别的词句来说。
He said,
形容。
He has visited.
就是说他临到眷顾。
And he's now describing a very personal interaction.
这里讲到一个是很个人化的行为。
That God personally would come and visit the nation he has chosen.
就是神来到临到他所拣选的族类而眷顾他的百姓。
The nation of Israel, where God has entrusted with his covenant.
以色列这个民族就是神将他的约是委托给他们。
This nation that over 400 years had not experienced or felt the presence of God.
这个国家在四百年里面都没有感觉到神的存在。
That during that 400 years, God turns his face away from Israel.
在这四百年里面，神转面，向以色列民转面。
So the nation of Israel endured great hardship and much suffering.
所以以色列人是经历很多的艰难困苦。
He turned his face away from them.
因为神向他们转面。
Have you ever felt God turn his face away from you?
你有没有觉得神是转面离开你呢?
The times you might be suffering and enduring whatever might befall you.
或者你在面对着在你面前的苦难。
Maybe you have lost hope that God actually is there for you.
或者你失去了这个盼望，不知道神会在那里同你一起。
I'm certain that's how the nation of Israel felt.
我很清楚以色列人那个时候就是这样的感觉。
God has abandoned them.
神离弃了他们。
But God now comes back to them.
但是神现在再一次临到他们。
And he said that he will redeem them as he has promised.
他就是说按照他的应许会拯救他们。
That was the promise that was made to the fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
他就是向亚伯拉罕、以扫、雅各所立的应许。
And so now, Zechariah is saying, God remembers his covenant.
现在撒加利亚说神纪念他的约。
A covenant that he made completely out of his mercy.
他所立的这个约是完全出于他的怜悯。
God made that covenant. He was not bound by anything to make that covenant with Israel.
他没有受到任何的束缚要去立同以色列人立这个约。
But in making that covenant,
但是这样立约,
he has bound himself to the nation of Israel for their salvation.
他就束缚了自己要为以色列人的救恩。
And that covenant was his own very word that he would now keep forever.
因为这个是他自己的话语，他就会永远都遵守。
His word that is never broken.
他的话是不会破碎的。
And will always be fulfilled.
是一定会成就的。
And that is a promise that God makes to us.
这个就是神向我们立的应所立的应许。
That he will redeem us.
他会拯救我们。
From our captors.
从我们的被掳掠我们的人。
He has promised to us a savior.
他是应许给一个救主赐给我们。
And that savior is Jesus Christ.
这个救主就是耶稣基督。
So that long period of waiting.
咁经过咗咁长嘅等候嘅时间。
It was not because God forgot.
唔系因为神忘记咗。
But it was according to His will.
而系佢定义系咁样。
It was according to the good purpose of His will.
系根据佢嘅美意。
And so as this prophecy comes to Israel.
咁呢一个嘅应许临到以色列人。
That the kingly line was already gone.
在那个时候，大卫的王系已经过咗去了。
And the people, they have fallen into the hands of their enemies, both Israel and Judah.
啲人已经喺以色列同埋犹大都喺佢哋嘅敌人嘅手里边。
And so this prophecy now brings back the hope of salvation that has been lost for a long time.
咁呢一个嘅预言就系将救恩嘅盼望再带翻嚟，呢个盼望已经失去咗好多年啦。
In Psalm 132, it says
喺诗篇一百三十二篇咁样讲
：Dear, I will make a horn to sprout for David. I have prepared a lamp for my anointed.
我要叫大卫的国在哪里发生？我为我的受膏者预备明灯。
So as God speaks here, He says He's going to raise up a horn of salvation.
神呢度讲到话，佢要兴起一个拯救嘅国。
And so, this symbolizes.
就系代表。
Symbolizes the power of God that will save.
神嘅能力系会拯救。
The power of God.
神嘅能力。
His very own Son coming.
就系佢自己嘅儿子来到。
And so God will redeem us.
神系要拯救我哋。
Redeem means to buy back.
这个拯救的意思就是赎回。
Redemption comes at a cost.
拯救赎回是有代价的。
But the cost is not borne by us.
但这个代价不是由我们付上。
But it was borne heavily by God Himself.
而是神付上这个沉重的代价。
It cost Him a great deal to redeem us from our sins.
要拯救我哋从将我哋从罪里边拯救出嚟，对佢嚟讲嘅代价系非常大嘅。
And so it tells us that Christ will save us from our enemies and from the hands of those who hate us.
讲到基督要拯救我哋脱离仇敌同埋一切恨我们之人嘅手。
Now some of us might be hard pressed to think about who our enemies are.
或者我哋有啲人要绞尽脑汁都谂唔到我哋嘅敌人系边个。
We might have a hard time thinking about who really hates us.
我哋谂唔到边个真系咁恨我哋。
Want you take a moment and try to think of one？
你可以谂下。
Think of someone。
有冇人呢
？Maybe it was your boss。
或者系你个老细。
You know, some of us don't get along with our boss。
有啲人同老细嘅关系唔系咁好。
So maybe he's your enemy。
或者佢系你嘅敌人。
Could it be a bad teacher？
或者系一个好坏嘅老师
？We had some of those in our lifetime, right？
我哋一生当中都经历过，系咪？
You have teachers that basically, they seem to hate you.
有啲老师好似好憎你咁。
No matter what you do, it's never good enough.
无论你做乜都系唔够好嘅。
Could it be a bad friend?
或者系一个唔系咁好嘅朋友
？You know, it's different from a friend that's not a very good friend.
呢个坏朋友唔系同唔系咁好嘅朋友系唔同嘅。
But a bad friend.
一个坏朋友。
You know, it's hard to define a bad friend.
乜嘢系坏朋友咧？好难去落呢个定义。
But some of us might know of a bad friend.
或者我哋都会识得坏朋友。
Maybe your enemy might be your ex-boyfriend or your ex-girlfriend.
或者你嘅敌人系你嘅前男友或者前女友。
How about a fussy neighbor?
或者系一个好挑剔嘅邻居。
Neighbors that you can't sort of, you basically get under your skin all the time.
呢个邻居成日都挑剔你嘅。
Or maybe it's just the bureaucracy of the government.
或者系政府嘅官僚。
Now, some of us might even consider illness and sickness as our enemies.
咁或者我哋有啲人会当病同埋受苦系我哋嘅敌人。
And they all can be considered our enemies.
或者都可以系咁谂。
But it would be foolish to think of everything so individualistically.
但系如果我哋将每一样嘢分开嚟谂咧，就唔系咁有智慧。
See, God's promise comes to His people.
神嘅应许系临到佢嘅子民。
And so today, God's chosen people.
所以今日神所拣选嘅子民
is the body of Christ, the church.
就系基督嘅身体嘅教会。
Or Christians worldwide.
或者系普世嘅基督徒。
So that promises to His people wherever they are found.
所以无论佢哋喺边度，就系神所应许佢哋嘅。
And so the enemy, that is arrayed against His people.
所以敌人嘅列阵咧，去攻击神嘅子民咧。
The enemy arrayed against God's kingdom.
就系佢哋要攻击神嘅国度。
And that kingdom, yes, is flesh and blood.
咁所以我哋系血肉之躯。
But it's more than flesh and blood.
但系唔单止系血肉之躯。
It is our spirit.
亦都系我哋嘅灵魂。
So our true enemy attacks.
所以我哋真正嘅敌人会攻击。
And seeks to defeat God's kingdom.
就系要攻击神嘅国度。
Wherever it is found.
无论神嘅国度喺边度。
And throughout the ages.
喺历代以嚟。
To the very end of time.
直到时间嘅结束。
Now our enemy will never stop his attack.
我哋嘅敌人都系唔会停止呢个攻击。
And we can feel this attack very vividly during this Christmas season.
在这个圣诞节的期间，我们可以很生动地感觉到这个的攻击。
You ever go into a store lately?
你最近有没有去铺头买东西？
What do you hear?
你听到说什么？
Happy holidays.
节日快乐。
They don't say Merry Christmas anymore.
他们不再说圣诞快乐。
Christmas is being sort of trying to be relegated away.
圣诞呢好像已经变成不是那么重要了。
I heard that the speaker of the house.
我听到呢个总国会议员总议长。
I guess her name is Nancy Pelosi.
就系呢个人。
Her speech had happy Hanukkah, happy.What was it? There's another term that no one knows what it was, but it was a happy something.
咁佢讲咗好多咩快乐咩快乐，有啲字人你都唔知系乜嘢嘅快乐。
In other words, Christmas is now just one of many.
就系圣诞节好似系好多样节日嘅其中一个。
And that's what how the world is looking at Christmas.
咁呢个世界就系咁样睇圣诞。
So the prominent figure of Christmas.It's no longer Jesus Christ.
咁呢个圣诞嘅主角咧，唔再系耶稣基督。
But who is the prominent figure of Christmas now?
咁圣诞嘅主角系边个咧
？Santa Claus.
圣诞老人啦，我哋都知道啦。
You know, look at all the bumper stickers that are out there.
你睇下所有汽车上嘅贴纸。
85% of them is not about Christ.
85%都唔系讲关于基督。
But there's some connection to Santa Claus.
就系同圣诞老人有关。
Satan is alive and well.
撒旦系好生猛嘅。
And Christians need to be alert.
基督徒要警醒。
And constantly ready.
要时刻准备好。
To truly worship the gift of Christmas.
真正嘅去敬拜圣诞嘅礼物。
The gift of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督呢一个礼物。
Salvation from our enemies.
将我哋从仇敌里边拯救出嚟。
Happens with the birth of Jesus.
就系由耶稣嘅诞生开始。
As Jesus come humbly as a man, as a baby, born in a manger.
耶稣谦卑嘅 来到作为婴孩出生在马槽里面。
Our enemy，
我们的敌人，
Sin and Satan，
罪和撒旦，
can only be defeated by the shedding of blood，
唯有藉着流血才可以打败。
The precious blood of Jesus，
耶稣宝贵的宝血，
The innocent blood of Jesus，
无罪的宝血，
For the guilty vile sinners that we are，
就是为了我们的罪。
God's wonderful gift of Christmas，
神的这个美好的圣诞的礼物，
His very own son，
就是他的儿子，
enables all who believe in him and trust in him，
让我们相信他信靠他的人，
to live out our lives for God's purpose，
可以活出神在我们的生命里面的旨意。
And so it tells us at the end of this prophecy，
这个预言的结束的时候讲到，
it speaks about that we can live to serve God without fear，
我们可以终身在他面前坦然无惧的，
In holiness and righteousness，
用圣洁公义侍奉他。
This is the purpose we have been called to，
这个就是我们被呼召的目的，
To serve without fear，
去侍奉，去坦然无惧的侍奉。
You know， we heard the song today，
我们今天听到这段
about,
这些歌
about the firstborn light，
第一个光，
that drives out the darkness，
将这个黑暗除去。
The darkness cannot overcome，
黑暗不可以掩盖这个光。
And we are read in the passage，
那我们的经文也都讲到，
In the middle of the night，
在这个夜晚的时候，
Shepherds saw a great light，
牧羊人看到大光。
And the shepherds saw the glory of God，
牧羊人看到神的荣耀。
Jesus Christ comes to show us the glory of God，
耶稣基督来将神的荣耀向我们彰显。
So that's the purpose for which we have been saved，
这个就是我们得救的目的。
You know, serving our Lord and our God，
去侍奉我们的主，我们的神。
He is the good master，
他是一个好的主人。
And so we need no longer fear any other，
我们不再需要惧怕。
Because God has reconciled us to the very one who really counts in the world and in all of creation.
Because God has
reconciled us to God. That is the gift of Christmas. That His very life,
and
His obedience and His blood, reconciles us to God.
让我们可以与神和好。
So serving in God in holiness，
所以在圣洁里面侍奉神。
And righteousness that we have been clothed with by Christ，
我们就是穿上基督的义。
Now serving God is not a once in a while commitment，
侍奉神不是说偶然间一次的。
It is not at our convenience，
也不是我们方便的时候。
It is something that we're to live our lives for，
是我们一生活出来的。
It's not to be an extra addition to our lives，
不是说在我们生活里面的多余的一些。
But it means to serve God even when it costs us something，
而是说我们就算要付上代价的时候，我们都要去侍奉神。
Whatever you might think it costs，
无论你觉得这个代价是什么，
It will pale in comparison of the treasure we have in Jesus，
同我哋擁有喺耶穌基督裏邊嘅珍寶都係比較起嚟，都係淡然無色嘅。
Are we truly treasuring the gift of Jesus Christ in our lives？
咁你係咪真係珍惜耶穌基督呢一個禮物
？Is He the treasure above all in your life today？
咁喺你今日嘅生命裏邊，係咪佢係超越一切嘅咧
？So I ask you，
我問你
，It's a very simple thing，
好簡單嘅問題。
How much time will you devote to worshiping God？During this Christmas season，
在这个圣诞节的期间，你用多少时间去敬拜神呢？
Besides tonight，
除了今晚，
and tomorrow morning，
或者明天早上，
what worship will you give to your God during this Christmas season？
在这个圣诞节期间，你是怎样敬拜你的神呢？
See， one of the great services that we can give to our God，
我们可以一个最大的侍奉，
is to worship Him，
就是敬拜我们的神。
Do you truly worship God in your life？
那你是不是真正敬拜你的神呢？
Let us spend a moment and ask，
让我们
ask the Lord to help us to evaluate our hearts，
用一段时间求神去 監察我們的內心。
To help us to see if He's truly the most valuable treasure in our lives.
讓我們看到祂是否真的在我們的內心裡面最珍貴的。
Let's spend a moment in silent prayer before the Lord.
讓我們在神的面前靜默祈禱。
Dear gracious Heavenly Father,
慈悲仁爱天父,
we ask for your forgiveness.
我们求你赦免我们。
For Lord, often we do not hold you as the most precious in our lives.
好多时我们都没有视你为在我们生命中最重要的。
We thank you for your grace.
我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord, that sinners like us,
好像我们这样的罪人,
you have mercy upon.
你怜悯我们。
Lord, you understand the weaknesses of our hearts.
你知道我们内心的软弱。
But you have promised.
你应许。
That you provide grace sufficient for us.
给我们有足够的恩典。
Lord, that by your Spirit.
藉着你的灵。
You enable us.
让我们有能力。
To be called your children.
成为你的儿女。
That you enable us to serve you.
让我们有能力去侍奉你。
Help us, Lord.
求主帮助我们。
That in all things,
让一切事情,
your name would be praised in our lives.
在我们的生命里面, 用荣耀你的名, 赞美你的名。
We thank you, O Lord, for your grace.
我们感谢你的恩典。
We thank you for Christ, our Savior.
我们感谢基督, 我们的救主。
We pray this in his wonderful name.
我们奉祂的奇妙的名字祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's all rise as we sing together in response.
请大家一起起立，唱诗。
Come thou long expected Jesus.
我们盼望的耶稣。
Thank you. Let's receive God's blessing together.
一起接受神的祝福。
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Yes,